Chapter 3. A City Under Stone. 2 years passed. Every time Richard or any of the Wetherill brothers searched for stray cattle in Mesa Verde, they scanned the canyon cliffs for ruins, but they didn't find anything that matched Chief Akowitz's description. They began to believe that the Ute chief had made up the story about the ruins. One cold night, a noise from outside woke Richard Wetherill from a deep sleep. He didn't like the sound because he thought it could be thieves trying to steal their cattle. He pulled on his boots, lit a lantern, and stepped out cautiously on the porch. The only light came from the lantern that he held as he crossed the yard. "Who's there?" Richard shouted, but nobody answered except a lone coyote. A stray gust of wind suddenly sprang up. The barn door slammed shut, and Richard nearly jumped out of his skin from fright. The door groaned as it swung open again. "This must be Clayton's doing," Richard said to himself. "If I've told him once, I've told him 1,000 times to make sure to latch the door before he goes to bed." Richard hurried inside the barn to check on the horses. At first, he couldn't believe his eyes. After finding another lantern and lighting it, he walked up and down the rows of stalls. There was no mistake about it. 5 of the stalls were empty. After waking the rest of the family, Richard explained what had happened. Charlie Mason slammed his fist on the table and shouted, "It had to be the Ute! I told you not to trust them, Richard. Now they've stolen our horses and made fools of us."